But I want to speak to you guys tonight. Dovi shared last week about that we can only love God because He loved us first, and I think it was such a key thing for us tonight to do communion, to remember that it is really because He loved us. It's only why we can love Him. There is nothing in myself that'll be sufficient to love God till the end. Okay? And so I want to share a story with you. I'm going to start a little bit different than I did last week. But on Friday morning, we had an elders meeting. And Daryl shared this one story about Peter. Oh, let me take a step further back. Some of you might have seen in the week, Andrew posted something on Facebook about just that he had a prophetic, what would I call it, vision of just what the times we're going into, and about that, you know, the Bible speaks about that many in those days will fall away. Now, I don't know, I don't want to go into, is this those days or not, but we're closer to those days, all right? And so, we listened to that, and it's like, man, I wonder who's it going to be that's going to fall away, okay? It's like, I hope no one amongst us. And then, as I had this thing, it's like, certainly not me, I'll never do it, okay? And Daryl shares on Friday at the elders meeting, he says, you know, Peter, Jesus came to him that last night, and he said, Peter, tonight, before or tomorrow morning before the cock crows, you'll deny me 3 times. And Peter said to him, never. I won't. And even when he said, they might, but I won't do it, okay? And Jesus said to him, Peter, I tell you, tonight before the cock crows, you'll deny me 3 times. And he said, God, I'll die before I do that. And all of them said the same. And we know the story that night when the test came and the time came, I don't know if those were the days, but when their days came, all of them split. And Peter denied Jesus. And I was like, man, that's so heavy. And we had this moment where we were like, we can't. I often relate myself to Peter. I said, oh man, I don't want to be that guy that said, I'll never do it. And then I'm the one. And the Lord reminded me, who was the one disciple that was at the cross till the end? It was John. And what was John known for? The disciple who loved much. The one who loved much. And I felt the key for us as a church is, you know, I don't know if we're in those days or not, but we're sitting in closer. And if we want to be those who stand firm till the end, who worship firm till the end, who love or who remain with the Lord until the end, we need to be those who love God well. Amen? And so I want to read something for us in Revelation 2. Now, a while ago, I felt the Lord take me to this scripture, and it starts off so lucky. Like, I felt the Lord take me, say, go read it, and it starts great. Okay, now basically, this is Jesus speaking to the church in Ephesus, and He's commending them, and He says this, I know your deeds, your hard work, and your perseverance. And I felt the Lord speak to me. It's like, man, it feels nice to hear that, okay? Where the Lord says to me, I know your deeds, your hard work, and your perseverance. I know that you cannot tolerate wicked people, and that you've tested those who claim to be apostles and are not, and you've found them false. It's a good thing, eh? Isn't that what we as Josh Jen, not pride ourselves on, but we are strong on it. Who's the apostles? Who's influencing us? Who do we need to listen to? You guys with me? Yeah. And it says, I know that you've persevered, and you have endured hardships for my name, and you've not grown weary. It's a wonderful thing to hear the Lord tell you, eh? And when I read it, I was like, that kind of feels like us, if I'm honest. It feels like us. Like, we've endured for the Lord in hardships. We've continued to do well. We've persevered. But then Jesus said this. He says, yet I hold this against you. You have forsaken the love you had at first. Consider how far you have fallen. How heavy is that? Yeah. He says, repent and do the things you did at first. And if you do not, I will come to you and I'll remove your lampstand from its place. And basically, if he refers to his lampstand, it's his presence. He says, if you don't repent, I'll remove my presence from you. But you have this in your favor, that you hate the practice of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. Now, I'm not going to go into what they did and whatever. He says, whoever has ears, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. And to the one who is victorious, I'll give the right to eat from the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. And I want to, when we joined Josh Jen, that's long ago now, 8 years ago, as Wellington, we joined Josh Jen. And I remember our whole church came in and we went to our first gathering. And I remember Josh Jen for me since then has always, it's not been known by our great sound, okay, or our great worship leaders, or our great preachers, all right, or the great venues we have, okay. We've been known, amen, okay. But one thing that stood out for me at that gathering, that day when we were there, is I left and I was like, flip, these people love Jesus passionately. That's what I left at my first time I visited this church. It's like, these guys love the Lord passionately. And I want to say, I don't know if you have had a similar experience, but I was like, when I joined this church, it's what we've been marked by. It's not that we have smokes, likes, actions, okay? It's like, we're not into that. But to love God well, yeah? And it feels like, how far have we fallen from that? To love God with all our heart, all our mind, all our strength. Sorry, I'm trying to get my stuff, you know, my ducks in a row here. But, you know, in the modern church, there's a lot of preachers about how much God loves us. Okay? And how amazing is His love, and it's 100% true. That's why we did communion just now, because it is true. And we need to remember it, okay? That Jesus paid a great price for us, and that He did think of you on the cross, but it's because of us that He hung there as well. Okay? And you don't hear that preach often like that, okay? and so there's something that it is 100% true, but I don't often hear messages about how do we love God, okay? And you with me? And I think if we have to rate God, how much He loves us, most of us would probably give Him a 10 out of 10 right now, because He's doing it well, okay? And I wonder if God had to write us today to say, as a church and as individuals, how much we love God. I wonder what He will say. It's coming across a lot heavier than what I wanted it to. But you know, the great commandment isn't God loves you with all His heart, all His might, and all His strength. Yeah. Matthew 22 says, you must love the Lord your God. And it's I think Dovi explained it to you guys last week, but it was like the Pharisees coming with a trick question. They wanted to trick Him. Like, show us, tell us, out of all these. And He just said this, love, love God, love God. And you know what's the hard part about it for me, and probably for the Pharisees as well? It's unmeasurable. Like, because they wanted something, just do not kill someone. Okay, I can do that. Okay, and then I've achieved. But to love, it's so hard to measure. Like, when do I reach the fullness? And we'll never will. But we need to press on till the day we die, you know? And so I want to tell you a funny story. A couple of years ago, before we came into eldership, we had this form that we had to fill in. Now, all the elders cringe when I hear about this thing, okay? But it's like a super in-depth thing. Just for Andrew, like he asks you good questions just to hear what's going on in your heart, for you probably to get to know yourself as well. And for, hey? Horrible questions, okay? So I remember I was in Russia with Mariska. We were newly married, man. I think so. No, we were married for a bit. But I'm in Russia on the way back, and I get this email that Andrew wants this thing before the next day. And now we are much, okay? We've traveled for, I don't know how long. And we get home, and I tell her, babes, we need to fill in this thing for Andrew quickly. And the quickly wasn't the answer, okay? It was like 3 hours that it took us. And amongst the many questions, there was this horrible one that asked, how would you rate your marriage? Okay? And I thought, okay, we nearly married. Mariska is obviously going to give it an 11 out of 10 because it is really great, okay? Like I want to give it a 9 just to leave some room for improvement, okay? But our marriage is good, okay? And I said, babes, yes, what are we going to say, 9? She said, no, I think maybe a 6 or a 7. And so then the mistake was for me to go and ask, why? Okay, I should have learned, just ignore it and move on as if you just write a 6 or a 7 and just lust it, okay? And I make the mistake and to ask why, okay? And there World War III started in the house. Anyway, it was interesting. I can say this stuff because she isn't here tonight, okay? I'm joking. But that's a bad joke, sorry. Stacy will message her right now. Anyway, but I had to learn a hard lesson that night. It's just because I am feeling the love in a certain way doesn't mean that she felt that it's cooking, okay? And have you guys heard about the 5 love languages? Okay, yo, and obviously, thanks, Dylan. Okay, he's like, okay, yeah. Just because I felt loved didn't mean that she felt loved the same way, all right? And you guys have heard about the five love languages, man. And I had to learn, man, she's great at like acts of service, okay, man. She would bring me, or ask me for one coffee or tea at least 10 times a day. Okay, I dig it. It's amazing, okay? And yes, it helps, okay? And like 99% of men, it's easy. Physical touch helps a lot, okay? And so we're doing good. But just she, what she wants is quality time without my phone, and we need to sit there, okay, and chat deep stuff, okay? I don't do that. And so she craves it. And this is where Lorna and Grant has been good for us, okay? But anyway, but I had to learn there has to be moments where I need to throw this thing away and actually spend time with my wife, and then her love tank overflows. Then she will give it an 11 out of 10, all right? And yes, that is the truth. Okay. Now, and the point of the story is, I think sometimes we gather as a church, and God comes and he meets with us. And he shows us how great his love is for us. But I wonder often when we walked out the door and we have had a great encounter with God, I wonder what happened in his heart. And not only when we come together, but what about it in the week? Does the Lord feel loved by us? Have you thought about it like that before? Does God feel loved by me? And man, I tell you, I was so challenged with it this week. I would catch myself halfway through the day, and this question would come up. It's like, I wonder if God so far felt loved by me today. It's hard to answer, man. And I said to the guys on Fridays, like, I don't know. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. It's hard to say, but I want to love God well. We're called to do it well. Amen? So tonight I'm going to be a little bit more practical, but I want to give you tools in your hands how to love Jesus, all right? And the aim of this message is not to tell you, do more, or try harder, or get this right, okay? But I think the aim is, the Lord needs to be loved by this church, okay? You know, I think as a church, we often, and again, I hope not, but I think we sometimes pride ourselves on, we get a lot of stuff right, and I think we do, okay? But that church in Ephesus did everything right, and Jesus said, because you didn't love me, I'm going to take my presence from you. I tell you guys, we can get everything right in this church. We can have everything flowing on a Sunday. But if we don't love God well, it means nothing. Nothing. And I don't want to stir you to do send you WhatsApp reminders. Remember to love God. Okay? Do you remember what it was like when you first fell in love? For those of you who have been in love before. Okay? When I moved here, I changed everything in my day to work around Mariska's schedule, okay? She had a car, but I made sure I drove her everywhere, okay? She would tell me, I remember we weren't even dating, okay? She said she has to go to town to go get her books. I said, I'll take you. Okay, I had work to do, by the way, all right? And I drove her all the way. And then she said, on weekends, she wants to go to a mom. I'll take you, all right? And nobody had to tell me to do it. I wanted to do it, man. And I think in Acts 2, it's a similar thing. It says they devoted themselves. Nobody had to remind them on a morning, hey guys, please come. You don't have to put it up, it's fine. It's like, but please come to church. Remember to come, and we're going to worship God now. It's they wanted to. They wanted to bring a love offering to the Lord. And I pray that we can get there again. Hey, that as a church, we don't have to have someone here reffing us up with the guitar and a whole band and drums and Grant stirring us. But when we come here, we're ready to bless God. We're not there yet, by the way. Let's just be honest. Can we be real about that? We aren't there. But we need to get there. Okay? Overflowing with love. And it's only because he first loves us. I want to tell you, yes, I'm not sticking with my notes here. Okay, but anyway, it's like, I got saved when I was grade 9, but I grew up in the church, okay? And I wasn't that bad before I got saved, okay? And I was a good Christian boy, and sometimes what happened is, like, I did this transition where, okay, now I'm just a good guy, okay? And why am I going there now? Because it's now I'm off my notes completely, yeah? But I'll do it, yeah? Anyway, in Luke 7, there's a story about a lady. You don't have to put it up. But that came, and she, it says that she was a sinner, okay? I'll put it for you in a more clear description. She was a prostitute, okay? And she heard that Jesus was visiting at a Pharisee's house, okay? Put it for you in terms, it was like Jesus was visiting here today, okay? She knew she's a sinner. She knew Jesus is at the religious people. And she came and she poured out perfume on his feet and loved him. And Jesus said to the guys, and people were offended or whatever, and he said, you know what? She loves much because she's forgiven much. Yeah? And sometimes I think, I thought I just made this healthy transition into the kingdom. And sometimes I come to God and it's like I'm waving my good works in front of the Lord. And he says it's like filthy rags before him. But I think I can enter based on my good works. And sometimes, you know what we need to ask God is that he shows us how sinful we are. How bad we've been and how bad we are. Before that day in grade 9, before I gave my heart to God, I was on my way to hell. 100%. 100%. Okay? Whether I thought I'm good or not. And sometimes I would look at a Grant, and Grant needed salvation. Okay? I'm joking. Okay? But like, sometimes we look at people, it's like, yo, that guy is highly unsaved. Okay, have you heard that terms, those terms before? He needs Jesus, okay? The point is, all of us needs Jesus. And I think sometimes what we need to do is, as often as we get together, take communion and remember the blood. Remember that all of us needed it. Okay? And I think there's something that happens in my heart when I remember how far I've been from the Lord, and it fills my heart again with gratitude. My response is that I want to love God. I want to love him. All right? Amen? You guys with me? And so, I want to give you, I never do this, but I want to give you a couple of love languages that the Lord loves, okay? And the first one is obedience, okay? God loves it when we obey him. And I'm not speaking only about the Ten Commandments, where he says, obey my commandments or whatever, okay? That's easy. Not always, but okay? But sometimes I think, I haven't killed someone, okay? I haven't done that. And so it's not just the Ten Commandments, but who of you in this week have felt that little nudge from the Lord in a direction? To do something or to stop doing something. It's like the Lord just comes and he doesn't force us, but he nudges us in a direction. Okay? That's the Lord. And I think we need to learn to obey God in those big things and the small things. Just obey him. He loves it. Yeah? And I read you John 14. Verse 23, Jesus said this, anyone who loves me will obey my teaching, and my Father will love them, and we will come and make our home with them. If you want to attract the presence of God, obey God. Acts 5:32, how's this? I've never read this before, but it says, the Holy Spirit is given to those who obey God. There's something, that's confusing, okay? There's something about the outpouring of the Holy Spirit that's for all of us, and God gives it. And then there's something to those who obey God that he gives it, and it stays. We need to obey Jesus more. Number two is God loves intimate worship. Right? If you want to bless the heart of God, intimate worship. Now, I've just shared the story about that lady in Luke 7, but there's something about, not, she didn't care whether she was comfortable or not. I tell you, she was highly uncomfortable that evening, okay? But it didn't matter, okay? And I think sometimes as a church, we need to get to that place where, whether we're comfortable or not, but can we be intimate with the Lord and love him passionately? He loves it, okay? And it's not only for Sundays and Wednesdays. We need to get out of that habit, all right? Now, tomorrow morning, I'm not going to be in your room with the guitar and Grant's going to say, come on, let's worship God, okay? It's not how it works. But we need to do it more than a Sunday and a Wednesday, all right? It cannot simply be this. Last Sunday, there wasn't even a worship leader here. But can we be lovers of God spontaneously? Okay? Like, if my only connection with Mariska is twice a week, And then when someone else is telling me, love your wife. And I was like, okay, I'm trying. I'm telling you, we'll have a shocker of a relationship. Okay? But sometimes our life with the Lord looks like that. Where that's the little we're bringing him, and sometimes it doesn't even cost as much. All right? And I think the Lord loves spontaneity. Like, just, if you can sometimes feel the yearning of the Lord where you're busy with something, but it's like you can hear God say, just come. Just come. Just come and be with me. Respond to that, man. God doesn't care whether it's on key or not. Really. Okay? Just love Him. Just love Him spontaneously. I think on that I wanna urge us. There's something about seeking the Lord with all of our hearts that He loves. Okay, I'm gonna read you this Proverbs 8:17. You could put that up for me, please. But it says, "I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently find me." If you want to bless the Lord, I love those who love me and who seek me diligently. Now I wanna urge us. And we spoke about this on Friday as well. But if your quiet time consists out of the verse of the day, guys, I'm going to be super blunt, okay? But you'll grow this much in a year, spiritually. Just putting it out there, okay? We cannot, as Christians, survive on someone else doing our quiet time for us and saying, here's a verse for the day, enjoy. Okay? That's not seeking the Lord diligently. Getting a lot of stares here. Okay? I'm serious, okay? You will never, I'll tell you, if you survive on that, you'll grow this much spiritually. And you're going to wonder why. But it's not. That's not seeking the Lord. Okay? There's sometimes I sit and I read for hours. And just, sometimes I don't remember much, but I just read. And I just fill my heart with the Word. Sometimes I walk down to the beach and I just say, God, I need to see you today because everything is chmor. Okay? Sometimes, but I seek the Lord. Sometimes I just play guitar. I'm telling you, I hate playing for myself in my room. Okay? Or not for myself, to the Lord. Okay? It's not that easy. It's hard. Okay? I love worshiping with others more, if I'm honest. Okay? But sometimes I need to sit and I'm like, I just want to bless God. I want to seek Him. And 1 Chronicles 16:11 says this. It says, seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His presence continually. And Lorna shared something on Friday morning that struck me. She says, I think the problem with this, because last week I shared this message at another congregation, another meeting, okay? And you know that I got tuned for saying you cannot spend, or you cannot say that I need to do more than a verse a day. And I was actually shocked. I was like, yes, I would never have taken someone on about that. But it's like, do you realize how far we have fallen? That we're like, we someone would actually say, you cannot expect me to read more Bible than a verse a day. And we think it's okay in the Lord's eyes. And we justify it. And I do that. I do that too. Okay? When I hear that I need to do something else, sometimes I'm like, but it can't be. But that's how far we've drifted from God. And that I don't seek His presence continually, if I'm really honest. And I want to urge you guys, man. Sorry, this is coming across a lot heavier than what I wanted it to, okay? But there is a weight to it that I feel, what if we get everything right on that day and we get there and Jesus says, I never knew you? There's a severity to that. We need to love God. But it's hard. It's so hard. But there's something that we need to climb out of our boxes and just say, we need to, at all costs. Spontaneous. On key, off key, but to love God and just to seek Him. Can we do that? Can we do it now? To just love on the Lord without anyone stirring us? Just love God.